Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
It's not the effort or the toughness of Indiana football that concerns Tom Allen. It's making plays late in games to break through.
Very proud of our football team, the tremendous fight that they showed and putting ourselves in position there late in the fourth quarter to close out, and we did not, and had opportunities in a couple of our phases to do that. Disappointed that we did not, to be that close in that venue, tough place to play. Really was just so fired up of our guys getting us that position in all three phases. As we talked yesterday to our team, it was about what do we have to do to take that next step. We identified three things. First of all, in special teams, we had some real costly, there were three of them penalties that affected field position. And I really made a big emphasis on field position prior to the game, knew it was going to play a huge role, and it did. Offensively, finishing in the red zone was something that came back to haunt us, not getting a touchdown there for sure the second time in that position and have to do that in order to win on the road. And then defensively, those last few third downs. I mean, we were great the majority of the game in a lot of areas, but had a third and 19 that we did not. I mean, they didn't get the first down, but it made it a fourth and three. And then they converted and got about 3.5 yards and got that first down, which was huge. We were up 9-3 at the time. And then a couple at the end where we had a chance. We had 3rd and 8 and a 3rd and 9 to get the ball back with more time left, so we didn't have to do what we did to give our offense the ball. Had chances in all three phases to be the difference and be the reason why, and we're not able to do that. But does not take away from the effort, the toughness, the grit that our team showed, and continue to build off of that and allow our guys to move forward.
And forward means this Saturday at College Park, Maryland, against the Terrapins, 3:30 on the Big Ten Network. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
In the early days of the Peyton Ramsey era, offensive coordinator Mike DeBoer points out plenty of things he notices in film and in the games.
I think that he's only had a few starts as a quarterback. He's a young guy. I've never gotten frustrated with him, and I never will. He's going to continue to get better as he goes through this season and played against two of the best defenses in the country. He'll get better with time, you know, and we understand that. To know Peyton, he is very strong mentally. He knows he's going through a learning process, too. He's young, and he's handling that in a very mature way. I just don't believe you can break Peyton. You can't. He's just so strong mentally.
And learning on the fly against some of the best defenses in the Big Ten.
We went through the film yesterday as a staff, and there's always gray area, you know, where that end might come down and kind of hang, and whether he gives or whether he keeps the ball. And there's always some gray area plays, and you got to live with that. But overall, he's made improvement there.
The injury situation hasn't helped out on the offensive line either.
Guys being injured in and out and stuff, and other guys coming in, we have to get better at our fundamentals. We're going back to work, and we'll have a good practice, and we just got to continue to get better fundamentally. You just have to keep working in practice to continue to give them more reps and give them more looks and stuff. Offensive line is hard. It's hard to play. When you're playing offensive line, you're playing in a space about like this wide as this podium right here. I mean, because things can happen so fast. Different things happen. And we've faced these last 2 weeks defenses that are giving you multiple looks and multiple blitzes and things like that. Every little technique changes according to what happens just in this little space right here. So that just comes with reps. It just comes with experience. And we just, you know, we got to continue to get better at that.
Next up for the Hoosiers, the Maryland Terrapins, 3:30 Saturday on the Big Ten Network. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.